You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? Okay, all right, so I'm kind of happy because I got my Netflix up. You know how we've kind of been downsizing and we're trying to get into another home, but in the meantime, we're kind of in a smaller home, and so we just kind of downloaded our Netflix so I can start catching up on my House of Cards. Now, I don't want to do any spoilers or anything like that, but in the beginning, the first couple episodes, I'm like, I don't know why everybody says it's really good. Again, now that I've gotten into it, it's gotten pretty good. But what I liked about one of the episodes I saw yesterday on Netflix rocks, because all these shows, you know, like Breaking Bad, etc., you guys can like catch up on. It's like super cool. Anyway, Breaking Bad I already saw, so I'm good with that. Okay. And by the way, I think we are allowed to talk about shows if it's a previous season. If you guys are that behind, that's your fault. Okay. But we're not allowed to talk about current season things that. This may be a current season. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, we won't say House of Cards, but there was a TV show I was watching yesterday where apparently one of the employees was pregnant. She makes the boss mad, and the boss fires her. The pregnant coworker decides, no, this could be any random show I was watching on Netflix. The pregnant person decides to go and sue the boss for firing her because she was pregnant. Okay? Now, I don't know much about different states' laws, etc., but you would think that would be kind of hard to prove, because if somebody did something and they got fired, it would be kind of hard to prove that you got fired, then it would be also hard to defend yourself as an employer. Okay, now, the employer, from what we understand, got rid of the lawsuit because she stopped the insurance. That was, I guess, supposed to be part of some sort of severance package. Now, I'm kind of looking at all this, both as an employer and as a previous employee, and the person apparently was pregnant, needed certain medication, and the person she was suing was going to stop her health insurance. Okay, so again, I'm not telling you which show this happened on. This just happened on a show that I was watching on Netflix. Okay, here we go. Good. Okay, so no spoilers. So, this is kind of, I know a lot of you guys own businesses out there, and again, I don't know if you operate in an at-will state or not, but let's first look at protecting the employee. Okay, let's say you're pregnant, and you're on health insurance, and again, I don't know how realistic this is, not that the show is extremely realistic, but it basically exemplifies what a lot of us have been dealing with. You need certain medication. You lose your job. You lose your medicine. That is some pretty scary stuff. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, you see why, everything I've said about Obamacare is true? Okay, we need to, figure out how to maintain somebody's health insurance. That's ridiculous. You can't lose your health insurance. You can't lose your job and then also lose your health insurance. So that's why I keep saying we need to make sure health insurance is completely independent from your job. Okay, but then I also look at the employer standpoint. Okay, you have a worker that's not doing their job, or they're coming in late, etc. They just happen to be pregnant, or they steal from you, etc. You fire them, and then you could be liable for firing somebody who was pregnant. All right, and when you saw that, when you see that sort of scenario, if you employ employees in a state where you could get in trouble if you fire them and they disclose, yeah, but I was pregnant, so they fired me because I was pregnant. Again, I don't know how much proof either side needs. That's just going to spurn a lot of employers to not hire women of childbearing years. So, I'm just kind of looking at this, and I think there is some real life applications to that. You know, for me as an employer, we always document what people do. So if somebody gets fired, it's usually not one thing, it's multiple things. Okay, I mean, we have staff that witness, like, for example, somebody was eating a lollipop while triaging somebody. Now, we told them it's against OSHA, to be eating food while triaging a patient. And then the next day, she was eating a lollipop. Now, when we fired her, she smiled. Like, and then immediately she went and applied for unemployment. So and then the unemployment asked why we fired her, and she wasn't pregnant or anything. I was like, because she was eating a lollipop in front of a patient after we told her the day before, no food in front of patients. So then it's like, okay, maybe she was really trying to lose her job. That was kind of ridiculous. We fired somebody for ordering supplies and taking them home. Okay, that was pretty ridiculous, and that's easy to prove. Let me see, why else did we fire somebody? Sometimes we fire people because they have no clue. You know, they interview going, oh yeah, I've done this, and then here they are, and it's frustrating, because in a medical office, wow, you need to be 100% all the time. You can't work at a medical office and be half-assed. I, as a doctor, can't do that. I cannot be less than 100%. Okay? If you need a prescription, it's got to be the prescription you need. I can't be wrong about your prescription. I can't be wrong about your diagnosis. So, for example, we hired somebody who was technically years and years and years of back office experience, right? Great references, etc. So we asked her in the meantime to help pull some labs. Okay, you know, can you pull John Smith's lab and find, you know, with John Smith's chart, etc. Well, she decides to just put all the labs on one particular chart and just hand me the one chart with everybody else's labs on it. Well, that makes no sense, because now you got Jane Smith and Jane Doe labs going into someone else's chart. So we looked at her like, what the hell's wrong with you? I mean, duh. Okay, that's kind of stupid. And that one didn't last. Because again, she acted like I don't know how she got those references. You know, and then sometimes you have somebody in the office realm, right, we've talked about this, where you ask them to mail something out. Okay, you know, we know where the mailbox is, we know where the stamps are, etc. And, you know, they get the said letter, and they put it in an envelope. All right, and then about an hour or two later, I walk by, and that envelope is sitting there. You know, just no address or anything like that, just the envelope sitting there. And I go, well, you know how I wanted you to kind of get this out in today's mail? Can you get it out? I mean, it looks like it needs an address. All right, so then they get the address, they put the address on, I walk back, and it's just still sitting there. And then there's no stamp on it. I like, well, you know, you may want to stamp the letter. Walk around about an hour later, the letter is sitting there with a stamp and an address, not closed, it's still not in the mailbox. Finally, I go, will you please, for the love of God, take the envelope to the mailbox? It's like, right, you know what, you're fired. Okay, all right, well, I didn't do it like that. I was like, maybe this won't work. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I want to thank you guys for your well wishes, you know, on a happy Passover and realizing that I was able to finally eat some bread. Last night, but you know, keep in mind, if you haven't had bread, right, or any sort of major carbohydrate for about a week, and then all of a sudden you have it, you really don't get to enjoy yourself for the multiple hours afterwards because you're kind of sitting there in the bathroom. And so I did sit there in the bathroom, but luckily I had a Candy Crush to keep me busy and company while I was in there. And by the way, I hate that stupid owl. If I haven't said it, you know, before, I'm going to say it right now. That stupid owl, those owl games on Candy Crush, it raises my blood pressure. It just drives me crazy. And then you clamp up and you can't potty anyway. So I really wouldn't suggest doing the owl thing on Candy Crush. But thank you. Yes, it went well. And now, unfortunately, I think I ate way too much gluten, and I'm having some gluten issues. By the way, a lot of you guys listen to the show, and I really, really appreciate it. And what I decided to do this week is something kind of cool. We are going to be raffling raffling off an interview on the Dr. Dahlia Show, okay? Now, no, you don't have to be any special, particularly talented person. I mean, look, it's me that's the host. But we're going to raffle off an interview on the Dr. Dahlia Show. We do a local show in Las Vegas, and then obviously we have our national show that we do, you know, 6 days a week as well. And what we're going to do to raffle it off is anybody who donates $25 or more on my website to these kids fighting blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society will be in a raffle, and then we will contact you, whether it's your company or whether it's you, etc. And one of you guys will win. We're going to raffle it up. One of you guys will win an interview on the show. So for those of you that are kind of interested in, you know, taking advantage of that, you know, you just have to donate at least $25 and you are entered into the raffle. So go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com, and find the Fight Blood Cancer link, click the link, and it'll connect you to the website where you could donate, and pretty cool stuff. And it's gonna put you into an email list, and so then we'll know who donated, and then we'll pick the winner probably this weekend, and then we'll notify you on Monday. So pretty cool stuff. I love that kind of stuff. I just do. I mean, anything to help raise money for these kids will do. And, you know, think about it. I benefit because, you know, you guys may actually be better than I am on the radio, and we'll figure out how to kind of make it. And it doesn't have to be health related. I mean, if you have a business, or if you have, you know, anything is, you know, we talk about anything and everything on this show. Today we're going to be talking about how wine has been found to actually help the kidneys now. Wine helps kidneys. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how naps are linked with higher risk of death. Another study coming out doing that. Are you kidding me? We also have the American Cannabis Nurses Association. We'll talk about that. All right. We have a Michigan man who has a bionic eye. I love the whole, I need to Netflix the Bionic Man. I gotta watch those again. Lee Majors. I haven't seen that in a while. I want to do that because now that we have all this bionic stuff. All right. And then there was this combo, pain medication that had morphine and oxycodone. FDA said, nah, on that one. I wonder why. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't know if I have a cold or what, but oh my gosh, my sinuses are so bad. I had to do my run today using a hanky, and I was trying to blow my nose while I was running. I know it's kind of ridiculous, especially since I fell last time. Really quickly here in breaking news, they think they found some of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 airplane debris on a southwest Australian coast, 1,000 miles from the center of the search area. Australian officials confirmed today that police had secured quote-unquote materials washed ashore near the town of Augusta. The statement released by the agency coordinating the search in the Indian Ocean said in a statement that the Australian Transportation Safety Bureau is right now examining photos of the material. Then they're going to try to determine if further analysis is needed to see if this could actually be the missing flight, Malaysian Airlines 370. You know, I'm just kind of shocked that it's taking this long. This is some scary stuff. I mean, I thought everything was on the GPS and everything. And that you don't, you know, that the pilot doesn't have the power to shut everything down. I don't understand that. Aren't there supposed to be kind of secret? I mean, I don't know how many millions of dollars a plane is, but you would think there would be some sort of tracking device or something, just even next to the tail, just sitting there. I don't understand how they still, to this day, have no idea where this went. It's heartbreaking because a lot of us are assuming it's in the ocean. But now things are being washed ashore 1,000 miles away from where they're looking. Yeah, that could be possible because, look, it's been, what, over a month. So I think that could be possible. I mean, 1,000 miles, maybe, yeah, I don't know. I mean, how long did it take Fukushima debris and the tsunami stuff from Japan to cross the ocean to Oregon and Washington? So I don't know. But we'll keep you guys posted if we hear any more. I'm sorry about my nose. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is interesting. We're going to move to the topic of sex, okay? Apparently, we have this study. They say the average couple has sex 2 or 3 times a week, okay? But they say there's a problem here, okay? 45% of men climax within 2 minutes, and they say that that is too quick for most women. Dr. Harry Fish is a leading sexual health doctor, and he claims that the average couple has sex 2 or 3 times a week. Now, I don't know how, you know, often they have sex with each other, but they have sex 2 or 3 times a week. Unfortunately, most men cannot last long enough to satisfy their partners, they said. He is a urologist from New York Presbyterian Hospital. He adds that women need 5 to 7 minutes to reach climax. 5 to 7 minutes. The doctor says the average man has also 11 erections a day, and some young men think having sex multiple times a day is normal. Of course, young men could do that. A lot of us older people were like, okay, you know what? Whew, let me put it on my calendar. All right. But he says this is pretty common. Now, I know a lot of you are like, wait a second. We're supposed to be having sex with our wives a couple times a week. She has headaches 5 days a week. All right. Well, I think he was looking at averages. He said people in their 20s average, the average couple in the 20s had sex every 1 to 3 days. Okay. But if you're between 30 and 50, sex dropped to twice a week. He says married couple over the age of 50 tend to have sex less than once a week. He added that most couples have sex at least once a day when they are first together, but then it declines over time. All right. And he said, you know, obviously it depends. Okay. And then he goes on. Let me see. The average couple had sex for 7.3 minutes at a time. Now, this is very, very interesting. Okay. Sex used to be shorter in length because of commercial time in between TV shows, etc. Now that you can hit the pause button, you have a little bit more time for the connection. Anyway, he concludes by suggesting that men who take less than 2 minutes to climax, or if it takes over 40 minutes for them to climax, they should consider visiting their doctors. I would probably say that too. If any of you men do need 40 minutes, I would just like to commend you for sticking with it, you know, that long, because a lot of people would kind of give up after 5 minutes. And I really kudos on your patience with that. And kudos on your partner's patience for, 40 minutes is a very, very long time. I've had workouts that barely reached 40 minutes. I understand sex is a lot more fun than a workout, but that's, you know, that takes a lot of stamina and that takes a lot of work. So I get that. But, if there is an issue, and we've talked about climaxing and what causes a delay of climax, and if you just kind of already filter out, you know, wife's, you know, hairy legs and her talking during the intercourse and all that, sometimes we can narrow it down to actually a medication issue. There are many medications that prevent orgasm, like your pain medication. A lot of you guys taking pain medication like Ultram or narcotics could prevent that. Blood pressure medication could prevent that. antidepressants could depress that. Even anti-allergy medicine, and a lot of us are on allergy medicine, that could prevent climaxing also. Okay, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. I think we got 7 minutes. No, just kidding. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We are raffling off an interview on the show. Our show airs on iHeartRadio. We have been expanded to 3 hours on KDWN in Las Vegas, Nevada, as well as multiple affiliates, and we're pretty excited about that. Thank you guys all for tuning in and making this happen. But we are raffling off an interview on the show for anybody that donates $25 or more. We will reveal the winner over the weekend, or by Monday, I should say. So go to my website at drdahlia.com. We're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Okay, so, all right, well, we already talked about one. You know, I'm wondering if I should, before we move on, just quickly finish the sex subjects, okay? This was an interesting study. They say many girls now are taking on the five-date rule. Do you guys remember, I don't know if it was the movie Friends, friends with benefits, but I think Mila Kunis was the character that she was playing, was on a date, and said that she does the five-date rule, where basically if they make it five dates, then they'll sleep with each other, and then I guess she sleeps with the guy, and then he dumps her anyway. All right, I guess there used to be a three-date rule. I had no idea you were supposed to wait. But they say the typical woman needs four dates to judge if you are a suitable partner, I guess, and sexable is what we used to say, or you were a potential mate. I didn't used to say it because I always thought you were supposed to wait till you were married. But I guess this is how the young, you know, the young kids do it now. Oh my gosh. I know I'm supposed to speak pretty soon at the university again, trying to talk to kids about how, things should be done, you know, when it comes to, getting your career started and all that other stuff. And every now and then I'll let it kind of slip in there, and wait, you know, keep your legs bolted together, please. But, I know a lot of you guys think I was a hoochie mama, but I was a really good girl. I was a good girl. Okay. So I guess they say usually there are about, four dates that allows the girl to kind of decide if, and I'm really amazed by this because I thought over the last few years we've transformed to on the first date people are getting sex right away. All right, and I think one of the reasons is many people don't want to spend. These dates are getting more and more expensive. Have you ever taken somebody to like Outback? Oh my gosh, you're easily spending close to $100 just going to Outback now, right? For two people, especially if you order the appetizers and you order the meal and you order the drink and then you order dessert. So, you know, that's kind of a lot of money for a date. And so there's a lot more pressure, unfortunately. There shouldn't be. You should never feel pressured one way or the other to spend a lot of money on a date or sleep with somebody because of that. But you don't really see a lot of people want to put the investment in. Okay? You know, everybody's hard up for money, which, by the way, when they will talk about inexpensive dates, okay, so that you don't have to feel like you're dropping so much money on somebody that may or may not be your long-term mate, okay? All right, so we'll talk about that. But ladies out there, never feel like you need to sleep with somebody just because they took you to a fancy schmancy date, okay? All right, there's a term for that, and we don't want you even going there. They say many women expect an average of 12 text conversations and five long phone calls. Some expect flowers before some expect being able to watch movies. So there are certain, shall we say, criteria. Now, according to this one survey from singles247.com, they said 4 in 10 people had slept with a partner too soon and saw that things declined because of it. So it's not recommended, but there's some sort of, shall we say, trend now, where these are the things that women want before they actually ventured on to the first time. At least 5 dates, 2 gifts or tokens of affection. I don't know if you guys are writing this down. This comes from Daily Mail. If you want to go online, that has the list if you need to write it down. 5 social media messages. Only 5? Okay. 12 text conversations. 5 phone calls. 3 DVDs watched. 3 DVDs. Boy. 7 passionate kisses. This is really getting syrupy sweet. 5 heart-to-hearts or meaningful chats. Okay, so you got to really, really talk deep. 4 actual meals together, even though 5 dates. I always thought a date had to include food. I was not going to go on a date. Like if somebody's like, you know, come with me to Costco to go get some, you know, tire sealant. No, that's not a date. There had to be some sort of food. And then 1 big bunch of flowers. They say this is what women want before the first time. Okay, now what seems to turn women off in those first 4 dates? Body odor. If you're checking out other babes, that's going to be a big turnoff. Because remember, she's nesting. She needs to build a nest, and she can't think that you're going to fly to somebody else's nest. If there really wasn't enough chemistry, if you kept talking about your ex. I know a lot of guys don't really know how to start getting into a deep conversation. So they think women want to talk about relationships. If you don't know what to talk about, ask ask them to do the talking. Okay, well, I want to hear about you. What, you know, what, tell me about you and your, you know, your issues with the relationships in the past. Let them do the talking. Okay, you don't have to talk that much, and you don't have to go into especially exes. Don't start being rude to the bar or restaurant staff. I can't stand it when my husband gets all grumpy, you know, with you know, the food server or bartender, etc. I don't like it when he gets grumpy, you know, and because I'm like, really? Because then I get, yeah, so you don't want to do that. If you're looking kind of bored in their conversation, that's a turnoff, and we pick that up right away. And honestly, if you are getting bored by their conversation, I really wouldn't pursue the relationship that much. Because I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you good. You are going to have to be a good listener if you're going to be in any relationship or marriage with a woman. I'm going to tell you that right now. When I notice my husband play video games, when I'm trying to talk to him, I get ticked. And I want to throw something through that computer. All right. I mean, you need to learn how to look very interested in what they're saying. And if you're not interested, don't even start going down that path, because it's really going to be too hard to fake. If there's any sort of awkward silence, all right, that can kind of ruin the date. And I'll teach you guys how to handle awkward silences, because sometimes you don't mean for it to be awkward. All right. But there's a way to work around that. Let's say you have to text somebody. Okay, if you do it in the middle of a date, you know, when you text, you're engaged to that and you're not engaged to her. That's an issue, unless you are texting something about the date. So let's say your mama calls or your mama's texting. You're like, oh my gosh, my mom in the middle of the date. Okay, that doesn't have to ruin the date. So you do, you're like, you know what, it's my mom. I got to tell my mom that I'm out with you. And I'm having a wonderful evening, and to leave us alone. She is going to love that, because one, you're standing up to your mom. Okay, which is good. Okay, women love that. Number two is you are already talking to your mom about her. That's kind of cool, especially if she's really, really into you. So, you know, you can do that. Now, sometimes, you know, people seem really needy. You know, like I went out with somebody, because like, oh my gosh, I haven't had sex in so long. I really, 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 really need sex. Sorry. This date is going very, very sour. Thank you for taking me to Olive Garden, but no, not happening. Okay, so quickly, awkward silences happen a lot, okay? I can't tell you, I hate awkward silences. I hate it. Like, look, right now, I'm you know, you guys aren't talking back. See how awkward that sounds? Just listen. See? Just kind of makes you feel awkward. You know, I can't hear the people I'm broadcasting to. You can't hear me. So one of the good things to do is when it is silent, you know, then, you know, and it's silent, you know, you just kind of smile and go, this is kind of cool. Yeah, boy, it got silent. You know, just kind of, you know, yeah, you have to do the head flip, you know, like me, like, what? You know, when you turn your head going, what? What's going on here? Okay, the silent thing, okay, well, this is cool. Okay, it's silent. You hear that? Okay, and then you can hear, you know, somebody's conversation, like talking about how we're having an awkward silent moment. But don't worry about the silent thing. It doesn't have to be awkward. You can make it unawkward, okay? And go, you know, if it was a fart, I swear it wasn't me. Then you could turn the conversation on farts. You see, you know, dates are easy these days. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, we are raffling off an interview on the Dr. Dahlia Show, which is national through GCNLive.com and iHeartRadio. And we're going to make it a good interview, okay? And you got to be nice, okay? You got to be nice on the interview, but we're going to raffle it off. Donate $25 to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society on my website. You have to go through my website so I know who you are, and I get your phone number and email so I can let you know if you win. And we're going to pick a winner this weekend and let you know on Monday if you win an interview. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Hit the Fight Blood Cancer link, and then you'll be able to find my page. And that's me. See? unbelievable Dominique. Dominique is a 2-time cancer survivor, adorable kid. We're raising money for kids like him to help them pay for their medical needs. So please do that, and one of you guys will win an interview on my show. We also raffle off other prizes too as well, so just please keep the money coming. Okay, now this is pretty scary stuff because I love my naps. If you ask me what I love, yeah, I love the cats, and I love my kids, and husband and all that, but I mean, I really, 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 really love my naps. I really, really do. Yet they say middle-aged and older adults who take daytime naps are at increased risk of dying. This is another study coming out of England. They say people who were age 40 to 79 who napped daily for less than an hour were 14% more likely to die over a 13-year period compared to those who did not nap. Now, I usually only get in like a nap maybe once or twice a week, so I think I'm good. So, whew, thank you for worrying. Longer naps were linked with higher risk. People whose daily naps lasted an hour or more were 32% more likely to die over the study period. Now, this blows, because when I take a nap, it is a good, solid 2 to 2.5 hour nap. I go through all my REM cycles, and then I probably go through another one. And it is just a nice, deep, juicy Michael Fassbender interwoven dream sleep. Very, very good deep sleep. They say the findings, already took into account people's gender and body mass index, if they smoked, exercised in any way, but they said naps were linked with an increased risk of dying from respiratory diseases. They say the link between napping and risk of dying was highest among the younger people in the study between 40 and 65, who were nearly twice as likely to die during the study period if they napped for more than an hour. Now, when I talked, when I was on the Doug McIntyre in the Morning Show, we talked about sleep apnea, and we talked about how if you need a nap the next day, it may not be the nap that's killing you, but it may be the reason you need the nap. And we've talked about how if you don't get good sleep the night before, that could put you at risk for dying, right? Everything can put you at risk for dying, honestly, right? Okay? We all are at high risk of dying. You know that. Okay? There's really none of us at low risk. Okay? We all eventually, all right, which really, really, stinks, die. Now, I think they may find some way to prolong it. They already say one of us alive right now will actually live till we're 150 years old. Okay, I mean, try to do that with no Social Security or Medicare. But anyway, we know we're all at risk. But if you're a heavy napper, is it because you're not getting good sleep at night the night before? And if you're not getting good sleep the night before, maybe it's because you have sleep apnea, and sleep apnea puts you at risk for early death. What about and respiratory? Right. What if you're let's say even though they counted out overweight, etc. But let's say you take sleeping medication. Okay? Some of you guys take sleeping medication. You don't realize you're taking sleeping medication. You're taking some Benadryl for your allergies, or you're taking some Ambien for sleep, or you're taking Xanax or Valium, etc. There was a study years ago, remember we talked about, where if you take 3 or 4 sleeping pills a month, you were at increased risk of death. Now, think about it. If you take a sleeping pill, you may be more likely to be tired the next day and want to take a nap. Or maybe the reason why you need the sleeping pill is because you took a nap that day and then you can't go and sleep on your own at night. You see what I mean? So they have linked people who take sleeping pills to death as well. So I think it's all related. I think what we need to do is we just need to go to bed and we need to go to sleep, and we just need to do good sleep. You know, like a good 7 to 9 hours deep super sleep. Yeah. All right. I can't get my kids to that. Last night it was 11 o'clock and they just were not tired. I'm like, 11 o'clock, my bedtime used to be 8:30. Well, the TV was on, the computer was on, and the cats were up, because the cats sleep all day and now they're up, and the dogs had to get up and run around. And so, the house, it was active. 11 o'clock, everybody gets their second wind and they're like, go to bed. I mean, I didn't say it that way. I said, go the blank to sleep. I'm trying to go to sleep, please. Nobody wants to go to bed. Everyone was running around. You know, so then what I decided to do is then one of them decided to play sick. Oh, I can't go to school tomorrow. You know, I have intercostal. I mean, the kid's only 11. Mom, I have left lower chest pain with some intercostal pleuritic pain. I'm thinking it's pleurisy, but it's here in between the, 8th and 11th rib. I'm like, just take a hot shower. And luckily, the hot shower puts him to sleep. I used to be able to sing a lullaby. It was great. I could sing and put them to sleep. The problem is now, you know, my kids kind of laugh at my singing, you know, and they pretend like they're vomiting and they're giggling. So I can't, you know, and then, you know, tucking in. So sometimes you're like, okay, you know what, we'll do the tucking, okay? So my kids go, Mom, tuck me in. Okay, so I'm like going there, okay, you know, we're going to tuck you in. Okay, and then they don't like the way I tuck them in. Okay, so then what happens is I have to, you know, then I go to the next bed, okay, and then I tuck them in. And the other one will go, tuck me in. I go, I thought I tucked you in. So then I go to that one, try to tuck him in. And the other one's like, tuck me in. And then he's not tucked in. So I'm going back and forth going, what the hell's going on? And so, you know, now it's like 11:45. Okay. And I have to, like, wake up at 5:30 in the morning so I could get up, work out, et cetera. So it's just not happening. It's just not happening. All right. So anyway, nappers, just be careful. If you do notice, you have to nap every single day. Now, remember there was also a study where if we didn't get enough sleep as a whole, we were at risk for early death. And so the idea of taking a nap to add on your extra sleep was kind of being theorized as maybe helping you. For now, just forget about that study because they're saying naps kill you now. I know. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's an American Cannabis Nurses Association. All right? They say as cannabis or marijuana becomes more widely accepted by various sectors of the U.S., healthcare practitioners are moving away from the idea that marijuana can't be medicine. Okay? And now I guess we have a American Cannabis Nurse Association. All right. They say this has been formed, and they say nurses understand that, marijuana use now is, you know, something that's being out there, and it's a fast-growing body of science. This small group of nurses and other healthcare practitioners now have formed this to better understand marijuana therapeutics called endocannabinoid. This refers to cannabinoids from outside of our bodies as we manufacture our own cannabinoids internally. The source of endocannabinoids is marijuana. They say right now 20 million U.S. citizens are utilizing it that we know of for one purpose or another. Nurses want to be able to be educated on that so people can go to them, ask some questions, and they could be there for support. In May, there's going to be a conference called Cannabis as Medicine Conference, also dubbed the 8th National Clinical Conference on Cannabis Therapeutics in association with the American Academy of Cannabinoid Medicine. I am not sure what the brownies are going to look like at this event but I am sure that there are going to be some samples. Whenever there's a committee, there are samples of something. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.